This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hey guys, awesome episode with an OKP. We talk about open relationships. We talk about dating someone with kids. And a girl wonders if she should get back on a dating app after hooking up with another guy. Check it out. Share it with friends. Boom. Jared Freed coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side, Stand Up New York Labs, are every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every week. Let me say it again. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. It literally boils my beans every time you guys send me a snap or an Instagram message or a Facebook message or a Twitter reply telling me where you're listening and how you're listening and what you're doing. It is very cool that you guys are as into this podcast as I am to do it every Tuesday and Friday. So really, it does, you know, these are free podcasts. There's some ads where you get some money off of shit and we do that and give you a chance to, you know, purchase stuff for mom and dad or boyfriend and girlfriend or whatever it is, and we give you a deal, but we also we put these out for free every week, twice a week. So if the pay the piper is just telling a friend, going up to one buddy and being like, yo man, this guy Papa JT, he tickles my ear every Tuesday and Friday, you gotta check it out.
Pay the piper, you idiots.
There you go. You're right.
I'm sick of this shit, and I come in here, and no one's paying the fucking piper.
This piper needs to be paid.
Oh. You listen to any other podcast where a guy yells hello for 16 seconds?
And that wasn't even my longest one. How did I get to 23?
23?
Yeah, I was at 23.
You're giving out 23 second hellos, and nobody's paying the piper?
We got to pay some piper.
Pay the fucking piper.
That's
can
Brendan
you say
Ayer.
The F word?
Yeah, you can say. This is internet, baby.
This
Wild
is
West.
The internet. You can do anything.
Brendan Ayer, thank you for coming on.
I'm getting involved in the dark net.
The dark net? What's the dark net?
I don't know. I gotta read up, but yeah. I'm going to get in there.
It's like, see what I can get going. That's a couple dark corners down the dark
net. Yeah, that's
net.
Where everyone's hanging out, man.
That's where all the...
Because I'm up here, I'm in the light, and I got to get into the dark net.
And listen, that best explains your podcast. It's the dark net.
We'd love to get more involved in the dark net. Because if you get down the dark net, you can order a pipe bomb or I don't know what they're doing
saying?
In there. But that's what they're doing in there, right?
No, I don't know what they're
doing.
You
get some drugs and a pipe bomb. That's what you're doing down there.
I am
in the
light net. Okay.
No, get me into the dark net. I love
Brendan
to get
Ayer
up.
Has a podcast called The Rad Dude Cast. It's basically this conversation right now. Nonsense.
No, much more. Listen, this conversation, you can sort of...
A beginning, middle, and end?
Yeah, you can capture a little bit of what we're talking about. Yeah. It's nothing very sensical, but the Rad Dudecast...
Nonsensical.
Oftentimes nonsensical. Yeah. It's based... I try and bring it back to reality.
You're the ringmaster.
I'm the anchor, but it's like an anchor... That the ship just easily pulls along.
Yeah.
That barely even slows it down.
So all of you guys should, you know him, you love him. OKP.
Can I just ask, do you know about Anthony's smell sticks? Are you
what
on
do
this
you
whole
think
thing?
Oh, yeah. You're talking about Jimmy Smith smell sticks.
We didn't even know there was a sponsor?
Yeah, Jimmy Smith smell sticks.
Jimmy Smith's smell sticks?
Yeah, they're great. Listen, you put a little, because I get mad at Anthony. He's constantly burping. And
listen, if you don't know, if this is your first time listening to the episode, Brendan Ayer is here. He's on Rad Dudecast. He's been on this show a million times. Him and Anthony DeVito and Greg Stone have a podcast called The Rad Dudecast. You can find it on iTunes. Anthony was on a couple episodes ago, and he explained the smell sticks.
Well,
and you are a proponent of these things.
And I should preface it by saying I'm normally a proponent of nothing, Anthony suggests. Yes. They're all harebrained, crazy schemes.
But this one, you're on board with, and explain the smell sticks.
So I'll tell you why I'm on board. So
what are they? He dips.
I'll get there. You've had him in here.
Yep.
He's an OKP. In fact, we owe everything we've ever had from the Rad Dude cast to the J Train podcast.
Listen,
and that everything,
my nuts,
everything
right
is zero. We've gotten nothing from our own podcast, but whatever that nothing
we've
is,
tried.
You
we
brought it
tried.
Our way.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
brought it our way. Well, most of our listeners come from this podcast, but so you've had him in here. You know, he burps and farts like it's ridiculous.
I know he burps. I didn't know that there was farting going on.
There's both. And so he farts. I get furious. Because we're in this little tiny room. I'm real mad at him. And he goes, no, I'm going to go put some cologne on some napkins. I go, where are you going? No, that's not going to do anything. He goes out. He comes back in. He's got cologne that he's dipped Q-tips in cologne.
Yes.
And I go, this idiot. He hands us each one. I start wafting the Q-tip under my nose.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. It does away with the fart smell immediately. It's a wonderful product.
This is the equivalent of like Big Daddy when he puts the newspaper on top of the milk that spilled on the floor.
Yes. Yeah.
We're not gonna fix one issue. We're gonna just cover it up with another equally insane issue.
And at the time, now those of you who are fans of the Rad Dude cast will understand this. For everyone else, at the time, Greg Stone had left, and we had Jimmy Smits in his place.
Jimmy Smits, that's a get.
Yeah, it's a huge get.
That is a get, really.
Yeah, we had Jimmy Smits sitting
in. If you don't know him, he's got a fabulous career, a TV personality. He's
NYPD
an actor.
Blue,
NYPD
Dexter.
Blue, Dexter. I mean, those are big-time shows. How do you come across Jimmy Smits?
You just Greg's friends with him.
Yeah, buddies.
They go way back, and Smits signed up right away for these smell sticks. He said, "We'll call him Jimmy Smits Smell Stick."
There it is.
And so far, Anthony hasn't really got the business.
How
off the
funny
ground.
Would it be if, like, 2 weeks from now, someone turns on Shark Tank and it's Anthony waving these sticks around, being like, "Yo, Barbara, the smell goes away right away."
If you think Anthony can prepare any kind of Shark Tank ready pitch, you got another thing coming, man.
Awesome. Well, I'm happy you're here.
Yeah,
Brendan.
Thanks for having me.
It's
this is
always
great,
good. What do you got coming up? You got the Rad Dude cast, and that's
we got the
it.
Rad Dude cast next week, Valentine's Day through Sunday. So I guess the 14th through the through Saturday, I'll be at the Joke Joint in Minneapolis.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I gotta go to Minneapolis, man. There's people that are out there that listen to this podcast.
Oh, it's fun there, man. I've never done the Joke Joint. I've done Acme, but I'll be at the Joke Joint. The 14th.
That's a long week.
Well, it's because
they want to get that Valentine's Day.
They want that Valentine's Day, so it's Wednesday off.
There we go. So go check out Brendan. You got a website?
I just took it down. I fired my web guy. Got a new guy coming in. But you go to the Joke
under
Joint.
Under construction. Yeah. But you can go to the Joke Joint. And listen up. Let's get to some emails. You ready?
Let's do it. I love this.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Let's do the best idea since fermenting. Probs not. What's fermenting?
That's the process of making alcohol.
Oh, okay. J-Train, love you for what you do. You're killing it. Had an idea, figured I'd pass along. Okay. Anytime someone passes along an idea, I'm always wary. Because we're going, when I get an OKP on here, I like to read these emails with you.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily feel the need to read them before because I know that you're going to be great.
If this guy is passing along smell sticks, I'm going to be furious.
That would
if
be
that's
hilarious.
His idea.
Like, what if he's like, I've done it. I've done all the business. And then we see him on Shark Tank.
Oh, I'll be
and Anthony's furious. Just sitting there smelling his own sticks.
Ugh.
And these guys are like, neon colored and shit. You should do a few shows when you and a guest go through a specific theme and give general advice or answer general questions you tee up for. I don't do this?
You know what? I don't think people necessarily that listen know that. But before a show, if he has, for example, when Lisa's friend from NYU came in, you had ones lined up for like college specific ones.
Yes, I do
stuff.
It. When I line up specific emails, it's usually for someone who has a specific background in something. When it's just a comic, I think we could just go off and wherever we go. But he's saying, so you could think you could record and stash shows like, okay, so this is just suggestions on things that he wants emailed in. So if you have questions about this shit, we'll talk about it. Your birthday, you just got dumped, you just graduated, you have a first date, you just got fired, you just hooked up, you like your friend. The idea is that then listeners can go back and listen to the show when your corresponding life event happens.
Okay, hold
on. This is fair.
No, it's not fair. what the fuck is he talking about? This is exactly what your show is.
I know.
Every one of those. This is like a guy sent you an email 6 years ago before you started this show. What if you did this? He's been doing it.
Yeah.
Those are every question.
Well, what he's doing, he's saying, I want to go back and listen to specific things, but I don't want to have to go through them all.
A couple best ofs.
We should do some best ofs would be fun, but that's a lot.
That's a lot of work. Well, I'll tell you what, this guy that's emailing in, go listen to some of the old episodes, put Mark's time codes, and you email
Send them in.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Brendan Ayer. He's got the Rad Dudecast on iTunes. I go to a large public university that accepts less than 50% of its applicants, is in a Power 5 conference, has a football team. Oh, I just sneezed. It just fucking hurt.
God bless you.
Thank you. Has a football team that played in a bowl game this last football season. My buddy's in a situation that is every guy's dream, but also pretty fucking weird and makes me not respect him as much as I probably would if he was just a normal guy. My friend has been dating a girl for about 2 years. They met in high school and were both virgins when they started dating. They both went to the same college but decided they would rather dip their assigned at birth genitalia into other people. However, rather than breaking up like normal people, they create a system that allowed them to have their cake and eat it too. They call it going to Disneyland. Yes, that magical land that six-year-olds dream of visiting is also a euphemism for when these two people decide to fuck someone who isn't their significant other. Mm-hmm. They each get 3 all-expense-paid vacations to Disneyland each semester. So she has used all of hers. He has used none. For some fucking reason, this wouldn't be a problem to him, except for the fact that the last one she used was with his best friend from high school, which took place over winter break. When he told me about all this, I told him the only recourse he had was to either dump her immediately or to take 3 girls to the Mickey Mouse Club and then dump her. I recommend the latter because then he gets a chance to take her to Pound Town in the meantime. What's your take, J-Train? I'd love to hear. Also, feel free to make fun of this fucking idiot for being cuckolded for 2 years. What a moron. I'm not going to make fun of it. I mean, this is called, like, polyamorous. Isn't that isn't that what this is called?
Yeah. Well, an open relationship, really.
But what's polyamory?
Polyamory is more like you love multiple people. You're in a relationship with multiple people.
Oh, that's a lot of fucking work. How do you even have enough time in the day?
Let's start with this. Love that none of that four sentence long preamble was related to the question. Just an in depth,
just of where he's going to school. That's a very classic J-Train opening.
Yeah, but it's never that like the rankings. Yeah, well, we played a bowl game.
Yeah.
Look, man, I don't think this guy's got to break up with this girl. He did it because he fucking signed up.
Why does this guy have such a problem for his friend?
Yeah,
like why is he so angered by this?
That's a great. Yeah,
you know, like why?
Bro, you got to dump her.
You got to fuck then dump. Like this dude's in the corner. I think he's the friend is cuckolded.
Yeah,
he's so into this story,
right,
that he's sitting in the corner whacking off to it, figuring out how this guy's gonna fucking like get fucked. You know,
look, it's a bad situation. She fucked his buddy from high school, but I don't see.
What do you think of this Disneyland?
Well, first of all, I don't see how he didn't see any other way this was going to work out. Like, what do you think is going
to
happen?
Well, if you're going to play this game, you have to be okay with the rules of the game.
Now they should have said, "Listen, you can go to Disneyland.
Yeah.
Don't take any of my friends with you to Disneyland. Go to Disneyland with some strangers. Yeah,
with a hobo.
Yeah,
you know, like,
yeah.
The friend is like, it's a little too much for me." If he's upset by it, he needs to change the rules of the game.
Sure.
But it seems like they're in this relationship still because they don't have the confidence to be single. Because what they're doing is they're saying, I don't want to be alone, so I'll create this Disneyland strategy that makes it so during those alone moments, I have someone that I can call my girlfriend or boyfriend.
I think that's reasonable. I also think like it's weird because we're not getting the story from the guy. For all I never understand open relationships. I couldn't do it. I would go crazy. But the people that can do it sometimes like it. So maybe from the guy's perspective, he's like, yeah, it's all good. It's just Disneyland system. We don't give a shit.
This is one of those things that if your girlfriend is bringing it up to you, something's gone horribly
wrong. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
There's no way that, you know, like it's like anything you say, you've put thought into this. Nobody just comes up. You know what I was thinking about?
Yeah.
That's not how this comes up. And you're like, you know what I was thinking about? We'll call it Disneyland. It'll be three times. Like, whoa, those are very specific rules names for someone who just came up with this.
That's how I hope it came up. Hey, do you like Disneyland?
Yeah.
Oh, you do? Okay, perfect. Disneyland? I'm going to fuck your friend Scott.
Yeah. So, you know, Scott kind of reminds me of Mickey a little bit.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. I don't know. I just think, like, I mean, this is, I think with any, like, bring another girl or a guy into the situation thing, you have to be so confident in what you have together that you would never feel badly about what the person does. Like, and the best friend thing, dude, I think you leave your friend alone, because the more you harp on it, the more you're going to make him feel bad. Maybe he doesn't feel bad about this.
Yeah.
Maybe he's cool with it so much that, you know, people are into their own shit. I don't think this relationship is going to last. I think what they're doing by making all these rules and things, it sounds like one of them was unhappy in the relationship and the other one was too scared to be single.
Yeah, I think you're right. I could never grasp the ability not to be jealous that people that can do that have.
Well, I think you're not jealous when you don't really like the person that much. You've convinced yourself that it's okay. I don't know. I just,
I think his friend's upset that he's getting just housed every semester. It's like she's using all three tickets and he's not using any. You know, that's
well, there. This is the other thing. Maybe his friend is not great with chicks and he's afraid that he's like, at least I got one in the hand. Mm-hmm. You know, he's like, obviously, if he's never used this Disneyland thing, that means not for lack of effort.
Well, we don't know that. You know? We don't know that. Just this semester is all we know about.
We only know
he didn't say never, but I mean, that's always what's going to happen. It's way easier for a chick in this circumstance to get laid than for a guy. Like, if a girl's like, hey, like, I don't know if they're being honest, but if a girl's like, hey, I have a boyfriend, we have this Disneyland system, a guy's going to be like, yeah, I don't give a fuck. A girl's going to be like, what?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
He's like, yeah, I'll go to Universal Studios. What the fuck are you? We fucking still? You know, like, it just messes up the name.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, Disneyland, what the fuck? Are you still blowing me?
Yeah.
Are we still, are you going to suck at my balls?
Wait a second, you mean you have a guy that does all the talking and that stuff? This is great.
Girl getting in that situation would be like, they would want, like, why do you call it Disneyland? Like, the girl would be like, have so many questions. They're like, yeah, but I'm trying to fuck you.
Yeah.
And then she'd be like, I don't know, this is weird. The guy's like, yeah, is your finger in my butt?
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Brendan Ayer, Rad Dudecast. Every, what day do you guys? You don't even have a day.
Oh, weekly, usually?
Usually.
Let me ask you this. Why do you got to get a day? Because people have been telling me, you got to get a day. What's good about a day?
Because it becomes a part of people's schedules.
But like, doesn't your iPhone just download it?
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, you know, when you know it's coming out, like, this comes out Tuesdays and Fridays.
We got to get a day.
Midnight.
God damn.
You can know that, like, okay, I got my entertainment for my Tuesday morning subway ride or my walk to the gym, or, you know, I have podcasts I listen to and it's a part of my schedule.
This is what we got to do. We got to push, because we're always releasing immediately when we record. So I got to push. We're going to say,
but
look.
But it's also part of what makes your podcast, it's the sweetness of it, you know, like that you guys are so almost mentally challenged about
very
this whole
mentally
process.
Challenged,
it's crazy.
Yes.
Sup, Jumanji. First things first, closet feather seam tickle boom. This is a lengthy, juicy one, so buckle up. Okay. I've been holding off emailing you because I want to figure out for myself, and all your advice from other listeners is very useful. So I thought it would work, but I think I'm just fucking myself over, so here we go. I'm a college grad, 22 years old, just got a good job, have recently been talking to a friend that has two kids, 2 and 1 years old. She's a 7'7", 8". I live at home, but mama lets the boys and I do whatever we want, really. That's a weird thing as an adult to be like, yeah, mom lets us hang.
And
he lives at home, but, like, mom's cool about it. No, dude, it always sounds bad. So, we went to the same high school, had a mutual friend, group of friends, but never interacted. I started talking to her about 2 months ago at one of my house parties, and we just kind of clicked. One of my boys is her best friend's husband. They also have two kids. We talked like we were together. saying babe and stuff, but never end up conversations about relationships. Also, we never been on one-on-one dates or any dates for that matter. We have hung out multiple times at my house during the week. She will spend the night, leave early in the mornings for work. Sex is bomb diggity, and that's the least of my worries. She is a really cool chick with a great attitude, but she's got an extra baggage of two kids. Side note, she was married and recently divorced. Okay, this all makes sense. I do not see myself getting into a relationship with her, but cuddles on the couch and good sex is something us guys can really turn down. I like the girl and have a great time with her, and I can't think of a way to go about talking to her about the relationship thing. I do not want to be a dick and just cut the twine before it turns into a thick rope, but I fear that the twine is getting thicker every day. I've been getting asked by my boys what's going on, what's good with you two. I just reply, don't know what's going on with you two. I just reply, I don't know, and I'm having fun with it. One of them told me to email you because we both use your advice daily. Hey, man, thank you. So fuck it. Let me get some personalized wisdom from Papa motherfucking JT. What do you suggest that I do with this whole situation? Should I just ride it out and let her feelings grow until I'm over it? Should I casually bring up with the convo with, look, I don't see a future with us in a relationship because I'm doing my own thing and we're in two different places in life, but I would like to continue talking and having fun doing what we're doing so we are on the same page? Or should I pull the trigger and tell her that I feel it's necessary that we end things because it would be beneficial for us both to remain friends? Also, it would suck for the kids if I stuck around and then they begin to see me as a father figure and mess their mental state of growing up because I plan on moving out of town in a year. What the fuck do I do?
Well, here's what I think.
This is an interesting situation.
It's an interesting situation. And normally, if it was just a girl...
Don't think these kids are going to Disneyland anytime soon.
I don't think they might go.
The real one.
The real one, yeah.
I don't think... I'll never take a child to Disneyland
never?
Again.
Never?
And not after this.
Yeah, it's Disneyland has been ruined.
Yeah, it's been ruined for me. By it's illegal to take a child to Disneyland.
By this girl and this guy's open relationship.
Here's the thing, man. If there weren't kids involved, I'd say you just ride this out.
Yeah.
She's an adult. She's mm-hmm. responsible for protecting herself. If she's not bringing up a relationship, you don't got to bring it up.
Yeah.
Now... The problem with that is in this situation, you got kids, and I think, I could be wrong, but I would imagine she sees this as moving towards a relationship. I know you haven't talked about it, but couch cuddles, staying over, all that shit, my guess is she has feelings for you, and in her mind, she's sort of moving towards a relationship.
Yeah.
I would just say, look, I love this. This is great. It's fun hanging out with you. I want to keep doing it, but... I got to be upfront with you because I know you have children and I don't want to waste your time. I'm moving in a year and I also don't think I'm at the point where I could be responsible for two kids. That's
yeah.
it. And I maybe should stay around.
It's interesting. What you're saying is absolutely correct. Like you, what he's doing, like, yeah, he's a post-grad, he's 22, he just wants to fuck, he's not looking for a relationship. That is totally fine.
Absolutely.
But you have other people involved.
Right.
People, humans.
Yeah.
You know, so if you said to her, like, I think the conversation needs to happen. Like, hey, we're having fun right now. I just want to make sure that we're in the same mind space that this is just fun and we're not looking for any more. If you are looking for more, I would say I'd rather end it now before we get more serious. And then at that point, you need to stop texting. You need to stop communicating. Because what you're saying is right. At some point, you have to meet these kids. Like, at some point,
right.
you do have to be something to them. Not whether it's a friend. Oh, so-and-so's, you know, if you're introduced to the kids as a friend, and that's the label you put on it for them, at some point they're like, where's your friend Dave? And it's like, oh, and then she's put in the position where she has to fucking figure out how to explain that Dave doesn't call us anymore because he wants to get his dick sucked somewhere else. And it's like, that's a tough conversation. You're putting her in a position. But I think with her, it's, and it's you said she was married. And she's recently divorced. She could just want this to be fun.
She could, yeah.
Because it takes her mind off of other shit in her life, which is totally fine in her right. But she could also be saying, I need this emotional support right now because I'm happy to be with you, but I also don't want you running out on me because I don't think I can handle another big breakup in my life at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, you just got to have the talk. I don't think it's like a... It's not going to be a rough talk because
you're
I think when you're being honest and when you have the two things on your side that you're being honest and you've done nothing wrong so far.
Yeah.
It always goes well because you haven't done anything wrong and you're going to be honest with her. So it's like that's an easy conversation to be having. Yeah.
And
that's a great conversation to have.
And how she wants to proceed is her choice. Like it's not even a good or bad thing either way. It's nothing. It's just, oh, OK, I get it. I'm having fun with you. The other thing is I say this a lot with like the talk. So I don't think there's a reason for the talk. Like, if you guys are hanging out and having fun, your actions are the talk. So if you're hanging out on your couch with your mom upstairs and she's meeting your mom and you're meeting her kids, those are all actions that say you want more with her. So you are, there is a point where you will be lying because more and more shit will be asked of you as whatever this thing is. And maybe no talk of a relationship has come up, but you saying, yeah, I'll babysit the kids while you're at work, I'm cool with that, is you saying, I'm being more than just a fuck toy with you.
Yeah, and also, like, and I don't even think this is unreasonable, it's just not how I am, but also to some people, like Jared's saying, the talk is not even a thing. Like, to some people, if she's fucking you,
you're who she's fucking.
You're who she's fucking, and it's moving towards a relationship.
So I think we all have to be honest with our actions.
Yeah, yeah, right.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We are sponsored, people. And this is a great Valentine's gift for the lady listeners. I think this is like, I mean, anybody can give this because it's just a great deal and a great product. But if you're a female listener to the show and you have a boyfriend or a dad or a, you know, whatever it is, somebody in your life.
Special professor.
A special professor is Harry's Razors. Harry's Razors. And I love these. I use them. I'm a user. I'm also a client. They're great. I love the way the blades are cheaper than you can find. You know what I do now? This is what I do. I go to like Duane Reade or CVS or Walgreens, and I just sometimes I'll walk in and I'll look at how much the razors cost, and I just laugh.
That's fun.
I have a good laugh.
Scoff at them.
Yeah, it's a fun Friday night. Every Friday night, yeah. I go to the Walmart and I go to their fucking blade section, and I go, ha ha ha, you losers. And I laugh at dudes as they're picking up blades. Because they're paying way too much. That's my favorite part, is that it comes right to my door and I know I'm getting the best possible deal. So, for decades, one big razor company has relentlessly increased prices and reaped immense profits at the expense of their customers. Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who were fed up with getting ripped off, started Harry's to fix shaving. Harry's knew there was only one way to ensure quality, so they bought their own factory. By taking less profit and selling directly to you over the internet, Harry's offers their blades at half the price. $2 a blade compared to $4 or more you'll pay at the drugstore. That's crazy, guys. What do you get? Harry's razors include everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. Weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. Exclusive offer. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their set for free. What? Free? those guys I laugh at Walgreens, they're stopping at the cash register on their way out. You guys, just take it and go.
It's a racket. It's a razor blade racket. Not Harry's. The other companies. Yeah. They're running a scheme.
You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer for fans of the show, go to harrys.com right now. Enter code JTRAIN. Harrys.com right now. Enter code JTRAIN. Harrys.com right now. Enter code JTRAIN at checkout. Get a post-shave bomb, also free. That's harrys.com, code JTRAIN. Listen, that post-shave bomb, I'm a big user of it. Because what it is, you know when you smell a guy using cologne, like the smell sticks, you know, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, it's too much cologne.
Too much cologne.
You want to smell like you just ooze sexuality.
Yeah.
And that's what this post-shave bomb does. It's a light smell, so you put it on your face, feels good, but then you have this, like, little hint. It's like a little hint of smell. If a girl got close to you, she'd go, you just smell good. And what do you wear? Nothing, baby.
Nothing. Harry's balm.
Don't even say.
I say Harry's. I say I wear Harry's balm.
Harry's balm.
All over my fucking dick. You want to get some?
I say nothing. Because then they're like, ooh.
Well, look, what you've said is way better.
Papa JT has his own personalized scent.
Yeah, yeah.
This guy oozes boners.
Let me. Ooze and boner don't go together often. This is a tip for your listeners. If you are wearing cologne, because I used to like cologne sometimes,
mm-hmm.
Don't spray it on you. You spray it in the air, and then you wait a second, you give a beat, and then you walk through it.
Yeah,
and then you're
going
to get just the right amount of spritz.
I agree with that. I've never worn cologne. I in like middle school, and then I stopped. And this is the best alternative, that Harry's Balm. So go to harrys.com, promo code JTRAIN. Reverse window tapping. Hey, J-Train, huge fan of the podcast. Recently found you like last week, and you keep me entertained at my shitty defense contractor job in Northern Virginia. Hey, man, I love a new listener. Thank you very much. Keep spreading the word. Now, enough feathering. Here's this chick, 7'8" question mark, that constantly likes my Instagram pictures, but we have never talked in person. She has had an on and off boyfriend, and the amount of likes has never changed. My question to you is, how can I slide into these DMs and eventually into Pound Town to give her my solid 4.5 inches? What do you think?
First of all, your dick's too short, man.
You need a longer dick.
You need a longer dick. But I don't know. Social media is so...
Well, do you know have you been here for the window tapping thing that I've been talking about?
No, what's window tapping?
So window tapping is... And listen, I guess I've been sent this a lot. Cosmo did an article where they called it bird crumbing.
Oh, somebody that works at Cosmo is listening.
Has to listen to this to know... They explain it, but bird crumbing
sounds...
That's
not as good.
No, window tapping, because you're literally tapping on these people's fucking pictures. So what you're doing with...
And your phone, you're literally tapping a window.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So the window tap is that when you go on Instagram and you see a hot chick, you go and throw you spray a couple likes.
We've been saying a like bouquet.
A like bouquet. So you go, tap, tap.
Sure, yeah.
And you come across and you like some from a few weeks back. And a picture that if you saw it on the notifications, you'd be like, who's liking this picture? Who's this guy?
Who's this guy?
Now you're stalking like all of us would do. And if she's interested, she'll tap back on your window.
Yeah.
And now the dance of 2017 love. Now you're tapping, she's tapping. And that is basically her you saying, yoo-hoo! I'm here, and then her tapping back is her going, "Hello."
Oh, this is good. And if you want to tap louder, you go deep. Go old. Go the older you get, the louder the tap.
Yeah, the louder the tap.
This guy's tapping too hard. This guy just broke my window. That's 4 years ago.
When you get the tap back, you go into the DM and you say, "Hey, what's happening?"
Yeah.
And that's how the dance of love begins. That's how a ball ends up in a mouth, as I like to say.
Just one ball,
one single nut dipped like a
Valentine's Day strawberry.
What is just horseshit? Exactly. Well, let me interrupt the whole scheme of where we're going to backtrack a second. Bird crumbing is horseshit. What do they even mean? Bird crumbing is when you throw out crumbs for a bird to come eat. What are you throwing out?
It was some chick saying how it needs to stop because she's fucking tired of it. You're tired of it until it's a guy you're attracted to.
Not only that, wait a second. You're tired of your pictures you put up publicly to get liked? You're tired of them getting liked?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Here's the thing.
No one's tired of it.
But you have to... I've had guys be like, yo, I'm doing the window tap, and nothing came back. Should I message her? And I'm like, no, that's the answer.
Yeah.
That's when you say, release. You have to say, okay, move the animal in a new direction.
Onto the next house.
Onto the next house.
No one's home.
Yeah, so that's it. So these are the realities that you have to deal with and be honest with yourself. So this guy's question is, hey, man, if you're getting the tap back, you have to say, hey, and the opening line in that case is, I think we've liked enough of each other's pictures to actually say hello now.
Yeah, that's pretty
good. That's how you do it, because you call it out that it's a little bit weird. You call out that you're both doing the same shit, and she'll smile at that, and she'll be like, and she'll either be fun, or she doesn't have more of a person, or he or she doesn't have more of a personality than just tapping.
Yeah.
But that's the only way. That's the next step in the process. You can't skip steps.
I would skip right to, how about I tap something other than your window? and what I mean by that is your vagina.
Yeah. I thought you meant personality.
No.
I hear, I think you can slow play this. And it is a slow play. And if you get no tap back, listen, time to tip-tap out of that place.
Tip-tap elsewhere.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com.
What do you think of a multi-platform tap?
Yeah, I believe it in all. I think Instagram is a place where it makes the most sense.
Right.
Because it's pictures, it's visual. The DM is a fun thing to get. I've done Facebook. It happens, but Facebook is too muddled. There's too many people on there. Twitter, it can happen, but those are words and like Come on, what are we, reading shit? No, we're not a bunch of nerds.
What are we, a bunch of bookworms?
Yeah, come on. Snapchat is the other place where this is, it's done, but it's done differently. On Snapchat, you would spray out a snap that could be sent to a bunch of people. And then if you get a response personally, then you personally respond to them. And now you've basically cornered out this.
That's more bird crumbing.
That's more bird crumbing, yeah, than my window tap. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Brendan Ayer, Rad Duke Cast, every whenever they put it up.
Once a week.
JTrain, I'm not sure when the last shout out you gave was, but I'm crossing my fingers that you could give me one in my band. Oh, why don't you if you want a shout out, just title it shout out. But I'll the Styles for old time's sakes. We've been together for almost a year now, and we finished recording our debut EP. This has been a dream of mine since I can remember, and now that it's finally coming to fruition, the realities of being in a working band have come to light. Our success relies solely in the hands of the consumer. Yeah, man, this is what happens. This is how it works. All we can do is make good music and hope people like it. Your podcast on Tuesday gave me a wild hair, and I figured...
Yeah, it's like, you know, I got a little chutzpah.
Oh, okay. And I figured I'd see if you'd want to play one of our songs to the listeners. I know it's a far, far stretch, but I had to ask. Also, we have an event on Valentine's Day in Kansas City at Up Down KC that's being put on by a local radio station. They'll be hosting us and playing our album for everyone there, and we have free gifts to give out. So for all the lonely souls out there, come hang with us. Thanks for all that you do for me and your fans. Make my Tuesday and Friday better and bring some much-needed laughter. Hey, man, I do appreciate that. I'm going to forward this on to my buddy Mansamp right now.
What are they called? The Styles?
Yeah, I was just trying to Google it. It's tough to find because you search for Styles Music, and it's like, oh, Styles of Music, sure. Hip-hop, country, whatever.
It's called The Styles, S-T-Y-L-E-S.
Oh.
It's a band, and they're going to be at Up Down in Kansas City. I'm happy... I would love for them to have somebody there that's like, heard you on J-Train. That would be fun.
That is cool.
And maybe, actually, on this subject, I'm planning on doing a little bit of a, I don't want to call it, I'm going to be doing some shows on the road in cities that are very popular for this podcast. So I'm going to be coming to Boston June 22nd, I believe. So mark your calendar. I'll be at Laugh Boston June 22nd at 10. That'll be a J Train show. So if any of you would like to come, I'd love for you to come. Basically, these shows are going to be happening just like this guy. He wants people to show up. They're giving away free gifts. That's great. So go check him out in Kansas City. I'm going to be coming to we're working on cities now. Boston, Chicago, Atlanta, Dallas. And there's a couple others. But basically, whenever I give out a date for these shows, it's very important that if you want to come, like, you know, come and bring a crew. Like, we want to pack them out so that they want to have me back. That would be very, I would really appreciate that. And I'll hang out. We'll do some shots and hang out. And maybe I'll take some live questions at the end and we can do that on stage. But I'll be doing stand up. So I would love for you guys to come out to some of those shows. They're coming. Long Island, also. I'm going to be there in March. I'm going to be at. Governors in Long Island at Brokerage on March 29th. So, and I'll be at Stitches in Lancaster, PA on the 24th of March. So I'm going to be around. So I'd love for you guys to come out, but we'll play this guy's music at the end. You want to do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
People loved Everest Kale.
Yeah, and it sounded good. It's because it's like a really nice, it's a great song, but yeah. It's like a cool way to end the show, yeah.
Let's do it. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Let's do this one. Time sensitive. First time writer, OG listener, here's the situation. I was with a group of friends last weekend and met a girl through them. I didn't go out with them last Saturday night, but we pre-gamed at my place and had them drinking on my rooftop. I DM'd her the next day saying I wanted to hang out with her again. She insisted we hang out and gave me her number. But the following Monday, I was traveling to Chicago, and the day I get back, she's off to New York for a whole week. She gets back the 10th, and we already agreed to hang out. I was looking at the dates, and Valentine's Day is 4 days after we plan to hang out. I listened to your past episode about Valentine's, but what's the move here? Pizza weed combo, which she's down because we smoked, or do I pull off taking her out, or a little bit of everything? What do you think? This is a first date after the hangout. I don't think Valentine's Day matters at all.
At all. 4 days after? Come on. No, but...
you don't even... This doesn't even need to be acknowledged. This is a first date, and it sounds like you're set up for success because you met at the party through mutual friends. You were referred. You're a good guy. I'm sure that she's excited to go out, but what do you think?
I think you take her out. It doesn't need to be romantic or nice, but I think better than just pizza or weed at your house. Mm-hmm. Like I think you take her out somewhere. It could be casual, just somewhere fun, or drinks at least. And you have that option. You keep that option in your pocket. Yeah. Now let's go back to my house and smoke some weed. I just think really no harm in setting up something a little classier. It doesn't need to be nothing fancy.
First date should not have her seeing where you shit sober. Does this make sense to everyone in this room? A first date, you need to take out into the real world to see. I'm not saying the sober thing. You can see where you shit. They need to take a dump somewhere else before they take a dump at your place. Is really how I'm trying to paint this picture. Because it's just too much too soon. She comes over and smokes weed and has pizza. Yeah, she saw your apartment at the pregame, but like at this point, there's roommates walking around. She's got to look at, and now she's having like a wide-eyed look at your medicine closet. Like, it's just like, it's too much too soon. She sees how you make your bed, whether you do or don't. She's on your couch. She feels something in between the cushions. It's just a lot. At a restaurant, at least it's clean and nice and you can look your best and there's no real chance. There's no X factors out there. So you go do drinks at a bar. You go out. You meet at a place. You put it in an effort. I do this with first dates all the time. I always say, where do you live? Like, what part of town do you live in? And then I pick a place near their part of town.
Sure.
And I find a place and I say, what part of town do you live in? And they say, whatever they say, let's New York, they would say Chelsea. I would say, sounds great. Let me research a spot. And I'll get back to you that day was where we're going. How does 8 sound?
Right.
So now she has directed a spot, which is great because it keeps her close to home. And it's not like I'm like, yeah, we're going to go to this restaurant that's literally downstairs from my apartment so I can get you upstairs and fucking capture you. And it's you going to her area and finding a place and putting in the effort to say, hey, I researched and found this great spot my friend told me about. Let's go there. And then she's excited that you've actually put some thought. When you say pizza and weed on my couch, that's a fun night, but that is a fun night that you can do if this is going well.
Now, as we've been talking about this, I did think of, like, the only exception to this, I would say, is if you're getting, like, if you're getting the vibe and what you want is more of just a pal that you smoke weed with and hook up with, and you're getting the vibe that she's into that, and you don't want to set any expectations of, like, that you'll be going on dates, then I could see that being, I don't get from your question that's what you want, but if you are like, no, this girl's, like, I could tell this is what she's down for, and that's what I'm looking for. I don't want a girlfriend or a relationship right now. I don't want to be taking her out. I just want to chill, play video games, and fuck her. Well, then, if that's what you're looking for, starting with that, is it like I've done that where, like, especially with Tinder and shit, where it's just like you get that vibe and you're like, all right, just come over after I'm done with stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Like, but that's not up for a long term. That's not what you.
To me, it's just a lazy.
Absolutely. It's very lazy. Yeah. It's very. And it also starts things off on the foot of like, this is what this is.
This is what I do.
It's not going to be more.
Yeah.
You know?
And also, like, you know, if I'm a chick going, I'm like, well, this guy definitely ain't going down on me. you know, like, oh, he fucking had some pizza over and weed. He's going to be fucking, this is the lazy.
Well, that's the other thing. Then you got to go down on her right away.
Right away.
Right away.
I'm here. Then you just drop to your knees. Hold on 1 second. J-Train Podcast. What's that?
Sorry, I interrupt the promo.
No,
get
it's okay.
It.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. J-Train Podcast.
I've really shifted lately.
Yeah, to what?
I've done a shift, really. Always, I pride myself on going down on girls.
Yes.
Right? I've really done a shift. And I still go down on girls.
Yeah.
But I'm really, really honing in my finger game these days.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know what? That's, it's, I've decided after years of studied practice, and I pride myself on being able to pleasure a woman.
Yeah. Of course.
It's most women come easier from fingering. That's what they do themselves.
Really?
That's what, and I'm not talking whole fingering.
This is a fun mansplaining moment. There's some girl at home being like,
no, she knows I'm right because I listen to a woman. Yeah. I do what they like, and like,
yeah, you listen for that sonar
because that's how they come.
Yeah,
you know, like, yeah, they use vibrators, but most girls I find are coming by just fingering their clit area, right? And so now my new move, right?
Clit is such a harsh word,
very harsh, yeah. Almost like cunt, very similar to cunt.
Clit, right?
Clit.
Yeah, you can't say that without like scrunching your face a little bit. Like clitoris sounds that sounds,
you can't
like,
say it softly.
Clitoris sounds like sounds very regal.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? Like, it sounds like a horse. I'll ride my horse clitoris through the valley and I'll be there by sundown.
Yeah,
like clit sounds like the horse is like a donkey. Yeah, you take that clit up the mountain.
It is weird.
Clitoris,
like,
to clit.
They're so,
really a letdown on shortening of that word.
Genitals in general have very complicated names. Like, it's never like your arm is just your arm.
Arm.
Like arm, leg, head.
Penis.
Penis is scientific sounding. Vagina. It's very more complicated than the rest of it.
I think the word penis is funny.
Very funny word, but
it's softer. Penis.
It's also very hard to know. Is the word
cock
funny, or is it
cock
funny
because
it's always been your penis?
Yeah, there's a scene in Old School where Luke Wilson, is that Luke? He's like, I always laugh at it. I laugh every time it happens where he's like, you're probably wondering why this cinder block has, his rope is tied one to a cinder block, and then he goes, and the other end, to your penis. And I laugh every single time. I don't know. The cock is like the clit for men.
Cock. I don't
but
know.
But cock could be said.
Cock's more aggressive, though. It's more aggressive.
Cock is more aggressive than clit?
Than dick or something.
Dick?
You know what I mean?
If a girl's like, I just want to suck your... I guess suck your cock is nice.
Yeah.
That's a nice sentence to hear.
You know when people say like, man, that guy could really lay some pipe.
A little harsh for me.
Well, I'm a feminist, so I also will say she can really throw some hole.
Throw some hole?
Yeah.
That also sounds like someone who's really good at the beanbag game. Cornhole.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yo, that chick can throw some
she
hole.
She can throw some hole.
What do you mean? Do you mean she's good at cornhole or she fucks good?
Both.
Oh,
both.
Good.
She's a wonderful woman.
Woman. She does it all.
But yeah,
get
man.
A chick who can do both.
I'm onto the finger. And I'll still go down on a girl, but I've really shifted my focus. I found, and I, you know what else I've done in my old age? I've handed over the reins, right? Because I've got my moves. I got all my moves.
So what do you mean handed over the reins?
I say, now I'm a big proponent of, so I'm fingering him. I say,
my body is your canvas.
No, I say,
you be the painter.
I say, close your eyes. And I say, I want you to relax. You tell me what feels good. You tell me how we're going to make you come.
Oh.
Walk me through it. And they're all.
Bring me to the promised land.
I say, tell me everything. I will make you come. You guide me right through
it. You want her horse clitoris.
Yeah, yeah.
To lead you.
Lead me. Tell me.
To the water.
Walk me through. Because all women, they all want different things.
Yeah.
And I got tricks in my
this
bag.
This is the thing.
I've been around.
Every guy wants a girl to come. We want
it.
Are we forgetful? Maybe. Are we lazy? Probably. But the idea of holding a girl's hand that you've just made climax afterwards at brunch is like, you want to raise it to the sky and be like, we did it!
We did it!
Yes!
We did it! I'm a man. I'm more of
a man
than your ex-boyfriend.
Nothing feels less like a man than like going soft midway through fucking and just being like,
God.
That's all I got.
That's it for today.
Boner factories run dry.
We are out.
we are
out.
We're out of boners today. Yeah. I mean, listen, we had to 86 it.
Yeah, fresh out.
Fresh out of boners.
You should have came last night. We had a good shipment in.
I'll bring you to lunch, but you're not going to be able to make eye contact with
me. No, it's going to be a bad lunch.
That brings me to my next point. We're sponsored today by Books.com, and nobody likes coming more than Books.
Sure.
Right? Because you get those flowers and you're already, that's foreplay.
Yeah.
And we got Valentine's Day coming, and it's coming quick. And you know what? You won't be coming if these flowers ain't coming.
Nope.
That was a lot of coming in one
sure
fucking sentence.
But you got to be coming.
Bureau Hero, this Valentine's Day, save 20% off when you order early. Free delivery on weekday. Free delivery on weekdays when you register at Books.com, farmfreshbooks.com. That's B-O-U-Q-S.com, B-O-U-Q-S.com. Offers 20% off your order. Code JTRAIN. Code JTRAIN. Code JTRAIN. Code JTRAIN. B-O-U-Q-S.com. Code JTRAIN. Listen, we know the deal with Books, okay? You know they're good flowers. You know they're done responsibly. You know that the website is incredibly easy. You're in and out in 5 minutes. The thing about making a checklist is some items on the checklist take longer to write than they do to execute. When this is done, you're going to feel good because you're going to know that whoever's getting these flowers is going to be happy. So listen, Books.com, code JTRAIN. Are we ready for more? This email seems like it's going to be a good one. It's on kind of this subject. How to not be a hoe, a classy chick's dilemma. Shalom and welcome to my email. Cue the sound effects, man Sam. She writes, K, thanks. Hey, Papa JT. Love the podcast, feathering your nuts daily by telling all my friends about it. Preach, thank you. I could really use your advice on how to handle a situation with this guy I'm dating. Met him on Bumble a couple months ago. He's an 889. The sex is incredible. He likes to try new things. Very fun, good, conversationalist. Wants to meet my mom, yada, yada, yada. You get the point. This dude is boyfriend material. Things have been going great up until recently. Last week, I explained that I'd like to be in a relationship, but also mentioned it was okay if that's not what he wanted, but I needed to know so I could manage my expectations. He said he was leading towards that, but he can't jump into a relationship so soon. Okay, fine. He's since become distant, doesn't really text me anymore. Our hangs have become more scarce, etc. I brought this up, and he just says that he's busy, but nothing is wrong, and he still likes me. Okay, so here's my problem. I feel like I've laid it all out in terms of what I want, and he seems to be deciding whether or not he wants to be with me. FYI, I'm amazing, and he'd be blessed to have me. I'm sure he would. But is it fucked up of me to get back on Bumble and update my profile, talk to more dudes, but also continue to see this dude? Will this guy think I'm an asshole for updating my dating profile when we're still, puts in quotes, dating? Should I just wait it out with this guy? What's the move? Thanks so much. What do you think?
Definitely get on back on Bumble, I would say. First of all, I don't even think you ever should have got off.
Yeah.
I think this guy is kind of pulling a fade on you. And maybe not, but in the meantime, first of all, I don't know what you mean. He doesn't necessarily need to know that you do it. You're not doing anything wrong by not announcing it to him.
The thing is, in the court of if you brought this to a relationship court, the people would say, yeah, he gave you an answer that he's not ready, so you should fucking do whatever you want.
Right.
This isn't he's created the rules of this game
right
at this point. So he can't be mad that the rules allow for you to play by those. Like, the double standard would be unbelievable. Right?
He also, I hate to point this out, but he really smooth talked you into giving no. He really got away with giving no answer. You said to him, "Are we moving towards a relationship?
That's the biggest
or
problem.
Not?" So I can move on. And he goes, "I think we might be, but let's think about
it."
He's saying the first one, no.
He basically answered by going, "I'd still like to get blown while I can swipe."
Yeah,
is that cool?
Yeah.
You know, like I think what she did wrong is the way she presented it. She said, she wrote in her email, I explained that ultimately I like to be in a relationship, but also mentioned it was okay if that's not what he wanted. But I needed that. She shouldn't have given the other side of that. She should have said, hey, are we going somewhere or not? Are you fucking other chicks?
Right.
We talked about this on the last episode with Lisa, and I thought, you know, she had great advice where it's just like, hey, I'm going away. There's a guy I used to hook up with. What do we?
Right.
And I think that puts the guy in the position of like, should I get off the pot? Like,
right.
How much do you need to know to not fuck other girls?
Right.
To concentrate on me, who is willing to fuck you, other than this imaginary girl that you're going towards.
Right.
Because right now you have one girl that's fucking you and another girl that doesn't exist. So are you willing to end this girl who wants to fuck you to go for this girl that doesn't exist? Yes or no? And that is totally fine to say. And I know you like him and you like everything about the sex, but you can still come back to him.
Yeah.
You can still say, have that conversation, have him be like, I'm not looking for it. Great, no problem. Become distant yourself and then come back to him every time you need some fucking sex.
Yeah, he's not going to turn it down.
He's not going to turn it down. So I'm saying you wanted to manage expectations, but instead of managing expectations, what you did was soft break up with yourself. You know, like you were like, oh, I just want to manage my expectations. No, you let him have everything.
Yeah, he outfoxed you on that one. And I look, I don't want to throw cold water all over this guy's whatever he's got going. The truth is, he may come around. He may decide that he wants to be with you. There's no telling. But in the meantime,
he could go out into that fucking imaginary world and say, "Oh shit, this is the one that I was having fun with," and try and re-engage. But then at that point, he has to redate you. He has to say, "Let's go on dates. Let's be cool." And that's what you have to be looking for as someone that wants to obviously respect themselves, is be like, "Yeah, now fucking put in the effort to make me your girlfriend." You know, and it's I hear where she's coming from, because she's like, I got a good thing going. I don't want to ruin it.
Sure.
But it's also like, you have the right to want a relationship.
Yeah.
I don't know. I hear where she's at, and I feel like she's going to be okay.
She's going to be fine. I get the feeling it's a good girl.
But I would go to him. I would go to him right now. Here's my advice to any girl in this situation where you've already put it out. I'd re-put it out there. Hey, I'm going to sign up. I would do a little variation on what Lisa said last episode. Hey, I'm going to be trying to fuck. I'm going to go back on Bumble. How do you feel about that? And leave it open-ended. They used to do this with like selling life insurance. You just like, you leave open-ended questions, get them talking.
Right.
Because then they talk themselves into whatever the fuck they want to do.
Right.
So you'd be like, what do you think about that? And he would be like, well, you know, the longer his explanations go, the more he doesn't want a relationship with you. Done. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Brendan Ayer, thank you.
Hey, man. I
always
love doing
fantastic
this podcast.
With an OKP like you. Go follow him. Twitter. At Air
Bud. At Air Bud, EYREBUD on Twitter and Instagram.
He's coming to Minneapolis.
Minneapolis next week.
There we go. So get involved. I know we have Minneapolis people because I've had them get in touch on Snap. So
awesome.
Go bring friends. You're going to love the show. Bring it Valentine's Day. Do it. That's a great date.
It'll be fun. It'll be a fun show.
For a couple that I'm doing shows Valentine's Day at Gotham and here, Stand Up New York. But that's a great date night for like, and do it like if you're in it. Like if you have comedy show for a dating couple should be post farted in front of one another. Because sometimes it's like a first date thing and you're like, what are you doing? You can't even laugh at shit. You're not sure what she's into, what you're into. You know, have a fart first, then do comedy show. We're going to come back with hypotheticals in the news. We'll be right back. Hey guys, welcome back. Brendan Ayer, thank you so much. Fantastic as usual.
Oh man, thanks for having me.
Go check out the Rad Dudecast on iTunes. So funny. All those guys are great. You'll love them. Chris?
Yes.
At Mansamp on Twitter and Instagram. Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday here on the Labs Network. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. How are you?
Welcome. I'm good. We want to say we listened during the break to these guys, the music,
the styles.
And they are good. And it's a very upbeat, fun. It feels like they'd be fun to see live.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
So if you're in the Kansas City area, Updown, I think is the name of the place, go check them out because it's pretty. We're going to play it at the end. Just a real.
I was surprised. I didn't think it was going to be that well produced.
Yeah, it's really good.
Produced.
Yeah.
Not necessarily my like preferred genre of music, but very good. The musicianship, great. The production value, surprisingly good. Now, I do need to put in another plug I forgot about. Do you mind?
Oh, go.
I'm trying to step up my creep game a little bit. Now, okay. I'm at Mr. Radical on Snapchat. MisterRadical.
Mr. Radical.
Now, what I want you to do is you're going to send me pictures of you taking shits. I don't want that.
There's one guy that sends shit pictures every single day. Yeah. He's done it for the past. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I blocked him. I got sick
you
of
blocked
it.
You got sick of it.
I was like, I don't want to.
It's becoming weird.
Yeah.
Like, I don't answer him ever. He sent a shit picture. I probably got one right now. Every day.
That's
for like
a lot. That's
two
dedication.
Years. But for like 2 years.
Dedication.
Like to the point where like, this is work now for you, man.
Yeah.
Right. Like, and it feels like he gets some sort of like, got you idiot. Like, I don't know if he thinks that he's like, I'm just more like, dude, you got to turn around and take a picture every time. Like, yeah, that's who has the time?
Right.
So what I'm looking for is, you know, send a picture of your face or your breasts or your butt, you know, or your vagina. But I don't think that seems to be too dirty.
I don't know if I want a vagina picture. That's like the, you know.
No, I like a tight vagina shot. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's all I'm interested in. Just
they always
tight.
Do that during pornos.
Yeah, it ruins it for me. Why zoom out? Zoom out!
This is a view I never get.
No.
I'm not looking for this view, the one where it's the dick smashing in and out. I'm like, I don't want to do under the sea. I don't need to see what's going on down
zoom
there.
Out.
Porno's all about angles. I'm a porn guy.
Aficionado.
Like, yeah, it's all about the angles. I think I could direct a monster porno.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what I like that they're doing with porn now? Is that they're doing ratings. So underneath you can see if it's like how it's doing.
Yeah. Like on the sites.
And you can trust people's opinion. Like, it's not like a YouTube video where it's like, oh, fucking 1,000 dislikes for Mozart. Like, you're like, what are you, an idiot?
Yeah.
These are actual opinions I want to hear.
Sure.
You know, where it's like this one, I'm like looking at it, I'm like, oh, this looks good. And then I'm like, 75%, fuck that. I'm going with 100% likes. Because they really do put some, like, if it's 100% like, you're like, oh, this will be good, and it usually is.
This is what I don't like, though. Go. They also now, on a lot of the tube sites, they're giving you the view count. I don't need the view count. I don't need to know exactly how many other fucking dudes are sitting there grunting away in front of their laptop.
It does feel like you're too much a part of the community at that
point. Yeah, I want to see, like, less personal. 6 views. Yeah, great, this is new ground.
Yeah, I like her earlier work.
Yeah.
It's too mainstream.
Okay, so you want more sexy stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Send it. Yeah,
Minneapolis people, if you're out there, you can send it. You know, Mr. Radical on Snapchat. I'm JTrain56. I'll take whatever you want. Even the shit pictures that, for some reason, gets this guy off.
Yeah, I should say I'll take whatever you want, really.
But no, I hear you. Here's a hard hypotheticals.
Oh.
So this girl wrote in, just take a look at these 10 would you rather questions about food versus sex, aka the two best things in life. Surprisingly, some are hard and they were comical to think about. Hope to hear these on the podcast. Keep slaying the game, Jew boy. Would love to see you in Chicago town one day. Yeah, I'll be in Chicago. Let's stop with the Jew boy nonsense.
I like when the girls are ball busty, though.
Yeah, I do like that. I'm a little hard. So it's a BuzzFeed, 11 of the hardest hypothetical would you rather sex versus food questions. So are we ready?
Yeah, this is fun.
Receive oral sex from your celebrity crush for 1 week straight, or receive a lifetime supply of McDonald's french fries. Go.
Oral sex.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the blowjobs.
I'm going with the blowjobs as well. I can afford myself french fries. I will be fine.
Right.
Would you rather only be allowed to have sex once a year, or only be allowed to have takeout once a year?
Oh.
Go.
Takeout once a year. That's crazy. Sex once a year? That's crazy.
It's crazy.
That's a tough one. No, I mean, I guess I'd have to.
Now that we know you're a porn aficionado, you don't even need.
That's right.
You're in that game so hard.
I'm married now. Okay, fine. You guys shamed me into takeout once a year.
I'm saying takeout once a year because I could still go to these places and have.
You pick it up.
I go to the dinner. You can't take out.
So you can't take out. I'm thinking delivery.
You eat less when you eat it there, so you'd be healthier.
Yeah,
you're right.
So I'm going with the takeout once a year. Would you rather never be able to masturbate again? Wait, they let you mark which one you do. 67% of people said agree with us on the oral. And then we all went.
Takeout once a year.
Take out once a year.
Although
76% of people agreed with us.
Although Mansamp clearly wanted to go with the other one.
Would you rather never be able to masturbate again or never be able to eat pizza again?
Oh, I love pizza.
Oh, I could give up pizza. That's fine.
Pizza, you're giving up pizza? It's definitely pizza.
Definitely pizza, but it sucks. This one sucks for me. The other ones
don't hurt. Look at this. We all said we'd rather never be able to eat pizza again. 43% of people agree with us.
Wow.
57% would say they'd never masturbate again.
People love pizza, man.
That saddens me.
People love pizza.
Would you rather have
Papa John sees that?
Well,
like,
I'll tell you what else.
He
you
just
know
came
what's
all over the screen.
I've met, you know, a fair number of women, it's always women, very rarely a man, but I've met a fair number of women who I trust, who I know well enough to know that, who just don't masturbate.
Really?
Yeah, it's never men, but everyone, you know, I'd say one out of every 10 women I hear say that.
I go 3 days and I'm like, I'm a different person, I'm an animal.
Yeah. Oh.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have to do it all the time, but right. But yeah, a couple of days, 3 days.
Would you rather have your parents walk in on you during a three-way or accidentally bite your cheek every time you eat for the rest of your life?
I like how the three-way doesn't make that much of a difference.
No. I'm high-fiving my dad, yeah, and I'm cool with my mom.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, well, it's like a special thing. You
yeah.
know?
I'm going with the I'd rather have my parents walk in on three-way.
Yeah, of course. I thought about it the other day. I bit my cheek, and I was like, what a weird thing that your brain knows how to eat most of the time, yeah, but sometimes then you fuck sometimes up and you bite your cheek.
62% of people agree.
Yeah.
Would you rather eat 8 people out in a row?
Oh, that one.
Yeah. Now? You want me to do it?
Yeah.
You ready? Are they here? Or eat an octopus straight up?
No.
I'm eating 8 in a row.
What are you talking about? Eating 8 in a row is great.
Oh, my God. Do I have to come after each one?
Oh, this sounds very hot to me. This is a new fantasy of mine.
66% of people agree with us.
Who are the weirdo? First of all, octopi are incredibly intelligent animals.
If you're on the other side of these, aren't you looking at yourself in the mirror? Or are you just being like, people are crazy? Like, you don't even connect? Would you rather have a stranger watch you have sex just once or have a stranger watch you eat meals for 1 year? Stranger watch me have sex once.
Yeah, what?
I'd
love both of these.
I'd love tips.
Yeah, I'm good either way. I'll go either way.
I'm going stranger.
Yes, watch me have sex. This
68% of people agree. Would you rather use a sex toy you found on the floor of a clean-looking pharmacy or eat a burger you found next to a dumpster in an alley?
Well, this is a tough one because it's like there's a lot of stipulations here, right? Because it's like,
yeah,
can I use a condom? What kind of sex toy? What am I doing? Like,
the picture is of a dildo. I think this is tougher for a woman to answer than
sure,
a man.
Sure, way absolutely tougher.
Right? Yeah. For me, I'm fucking eating shit off the floor. I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
It's a clean-looking pharmacy. Give me the fucking butt plug. You know, like, whatever.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me.
I'm going with the sex toy.
Me too.
Because the burger next to a dumpster.
No, that sickens me.
76% of people agree.
Yeah, the problem, though, here is these people might not be taking into account. The with a burger, right?
Yeah.
Your worst case scenario really is likely food poisoning.
Well,
with the sex toy, there's some way worse things lurking.
Well, here's the problem. The sex toy, this is dry versus wet.
Sure.
The burger has wetness to it for things to stick onto.
Sure.
The sex toy is dry on a pharmacy floor.
True.
Right.
So the wet, it's like they say the double dipping.
Uh-huh.
It is. Double dipping is bad because you're literally putting tape on the food that you're eating and then dipping again for the tape to... Like, you're putting goop.
Right.
Wet versus dry, man. That's the answer. This next one doesn't even seem hard to me at all. Would you rather give up sex for the rest of your life or give up chocolate for the rest of your life?
Chocolate. Yeah, what do I say?
Yeah, like what... That's such a fucking lazy one.
Not only that, what 84%, a blessing.
84% of people would rather give up chocolate for the rest of your life. Yeah, also...
It'd be great if I couldn't eat
chocolate. How sad would it be if, like, you're 10 years into marriage and you're married to one of those women that, like, couldn't give up chocolate?
Oh, God.
You know, like, that makes me think of a certain brand of person that get over it.
Right.
Oh. Chocolate's not that great.
Yeah, you walking cliche. Shut up.
Yeah. Would you rather have sex in a dirty, smelly public bathroom or eat your lunch in a dirty, smelly public bathroom?
Neither of these appeal to me, but I'd have sex in there.
I'd rather have sex or eat my lunch in a dirty public bathroom.
I'd rather eat the lunch, probably.
Eat the lunch in the bathroom?
Yeah.
You would have
this
sex?
This one is, of all the questions, this one most, both answers really don't appeal to me, but I would probably
this
have sex.
A no-brainer. The sex, it's hot, public.
It's the dirty that gets me. Dirty, disgusting.
But the dirty, disgusting, to me, that ups the stakes even more. I'm going with sex in the dirty bathroom.
All right.
And 67% of people would agree. They'd rather have sex in the dirty, smelly public bathroom. Would you rather try every single sex position in the Kama Sutra or try every single cheeseburger in America?
Oh.
Ooh. Hoo-hoo-wee.
the Kama Sutra. You try every cheeseburger in America. That's infinite. You're going to be so fat.
Oh, we're saying that there's law, you know, you're going to get fat?
I don't know. I mean, that, you know how many cheeseburgers that is, man? Oh, you're saying it might not affect you?
I don't think it would affect you. I think if we're just living in a vacuum of this.
Still the Kama Sutra. Because I like cheeseburgers, but it's not like I've had really good cheeseburgers. I don't need all of them.
What do you think?
Kama Sutra's hard, man. You look at some of those positions, you're not thinking it through, you know?
I think of this, I mean, I've taken a yoga class before, and I look ridiculous. I can't imagine what I'd look like naked doing this. So, but every cheeseburger in America, like, I can go to Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives place anytime I'm in a new city, and I can afford that cheeseburger. I don't think I'm missing out on cheeseburgers based on my life right now.
Yeah, but you could run through the Kama Sutra with some chick if you wanted to. You could be like, hey, I have an idea. Let's do this.
I'd rather try every Kama Sutra.
Yeah, because keep in mind, this is not every good cheeseburger in America. There's some bad cheese.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Every single one.
Yeah, but there's some bad Kama Sutra thing. Wait till you got a toe in your eyeball.
Well, I have tremendous, tremendous hip flexibility because of jujitsu.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that wouldn't affect
me.
I didn't know you did jujitsu.
Oh, yes. I'm basically a walking Kama Sutra.
60%. That's just Brendan trying to get more snaps into him. Yeah. 60% of people would rather the Kama Sutra.
Okay.
Number 11, and this is the last one. Would you rather have sex with a hot celebrity but never get to see their face and body?
What?
So how are you having sex?
Well, you know it's them.
You know it's them. Right? So this is a very female one.
Classic scheme.
Classic female thing where they're like, the idea of him would be hot. So it's have sex with a hot celebrity but never get to see their face or body, or eat the greatest meal of your life and then get diarrhea.
Oh. Now I'm going to say... the sex, because yes, it wouldn't really do anything for me celebrity wise, but I'd still be having sex, and then I wouldn't have diarrhea. There's no downside to A. B, horrible downside.
The diarrhea is the bad.
Yeah, yeah. If it's severe diarrhea, I'm assuming they mean. Like the celebrity aspect would give me nothing, because if I can't see their face or their body, it's a pocket pussy.
Well, it's bragging rights though. Is I think the benefit.
It's bragging rights. It's also masturbation rights. So when you come back, you didn't see their face or body, but you still got their Instagram. You got their Twitter. You can have a nice night with yourself and them, hypothetically.
Well, now we're getting into real philosophical territory. Because is there any real pleasure in that? Above and beyond the regular jerking off to their pictures? You didn't see them.
No, because you have the experience to remember.
There was no experience.
No, you didn't see them, but you felt them.
Oh, see, I was
so picturing... So let's say your eyes are closed. You don't see their... Let's say you just have sex with them, but you're no eyes. So you don't see. That's the experience. So you're feeling their body. You're touching their face. You know, like, do you have that to, like, remember?
See, I was totally picturing a glory hole situation.
Yours was a lot less romantic.
Mine was a real, that's just their pussy. That's all you get.
That's just a hole.
Then definitely I'm doing that one.
That's why I'm going with the sex with the celebrity.
Yeah, of course.
Because, you're getting the whole package here.
But I will say, I mean, if I had a meal that was unbelievable and I got diarrhea, I'd probably eat it again.
Yeah, I would do it again. I mean, how many times have I done that at Mamoon's? Right. I mean, this place, Mamoon's, is the best falafel in the city, and they have this hot sauce that every time they're like, you want the hot sauce? And I'm like, I can't do it. And they're like, nah. And then I'm like, it's so good. I'll put a little next day. Every single time, it's a day on the toilet. I lose a day of my life. and I make them. And it's like, you'd think by this time, I've been there, you know, 100 times. You'd think by this hour in my life, I would be like, Jared, you've learned before. Don't do the hot sauce. And then there I am back on the toilet for a whole day.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. We were talking in the Bahamas. We were talking to this guy. He was explaining the barracuda, which you think of as like kind of a dangerous fish. Nobody eats it. He's like, people love it here. He's like, it makes you sick. He's like, but it's so sweet and good. People keep eating it.
I've had barracuda. It is delicious.
Right.
And I did get diarrhea.
Yeah.
No, 52% would have sex with a hot celebrity. So it was close. Brendan Ayer, thank you.
Hey, man. I love this podcast. Totes Thanks Prish. For having me.
Great to have you. At Airbud on Twitter. Mr. Radical on Snapchat, go check him out in Minneapolis. He's going to be there the 14th through that weekend. So go to the Joke Joint. Mansamp, thank you for coming on.
Thanks, man. I love this podcast.
Thank you. At Mansamp on Instagram and Twitter. Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday here on the Stand Up New York Labs Network. I'm Jared Freed. I enjoy doing this podcast for you guys, and I really enjoy that you guys are enjoying listening. Please keep telling a friend. Keep spreading the word. I know it's hard to get someone who's never listened to a podcast before to get into something that you like, and it's a little bit weird to be like, hey, so I listen to this dude who gives advice for no, and I don't know why I listen. It's a weird thing. It's a very weird moment, and it's weird, you know, but I get it. But it is extremely helpful when you tell one person to get involved. So keep spreading that word. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff, JTrain56, and we'll be back next episode. Boom. I'm narcissistic, egomaniac, and I'll just pretend that I don't care. You say that it's unfair, I don't wanna fight here. But let me remind you, I'm catching a flight there, and you're not invited. I need me a pilot, not someone, not someone who's trying to bring you down. I said I give out, I said I give out you, and I want you. For just a minute or so now, we never met. Oh, but we didn't, girl. You knew damn well we did the wall the very minute that I made it. But tell me how the fuck I'm supposed to feel when I've been waiting so long. No, it's hard, never home. But I want you so bad, and it hurts me to hurt you. I know you're worth it. I am not perfect. Lord knows the furnace. You know I deserve this. I got.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts, and find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Boom!